is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Whitney.
Yes.
What's up, ma'am?
All right, so I'm trying to get in contact with the guy that I dated. His name is Reggie. We met in like a weird type of space. Like, he called my phone looking for someone. I don't even remember the name, and he had the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
But we started talking. We started vibing. I looked him up.
Wait.
What a story.
You got passed up.
Oh, my God.
I usually, if it's sorry, wrong number, I hang up so fast.
Right.
I don't even say bye. I'm like, all right, click. You actually talked to him?
I know. Yeah, but he was nice. Like, he was respectable. He didn't sound like it was, a serial killer call or drug. Like, it sounded like a normal phone call he was making. He had the wrong number, and we just had a conversation. It's never happened before. We went out. We had a great time. We went for a walk first, which was very romantic. Like, it was just intimate. We got to have a conversation. You know, no phones involved, which is weird nowadays. We're just walking. We're talking. We go out to dinner. We have a beautiful time. We get dessert. I never hear from him again.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's say he's not in a ditch, he's completely healthy, and he hasn't been calling you back on purpose. If you had to bet your left nipple on why...
The left one, wow.
He doesn't want to get back to you.
As opposed to the right.
Yeah, the left one's a good one.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I have no clue.
Okay. Then let's see if he's alive, and let's see if we can get you another date. All right, cool. Hang on. We're going to call Reggie next. It's Second Date Update on the 10.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to the lovely Whitney, and get this. Next time somebody calls you for a wrong number, or you call somebody, you know, and you're calling the wrong number, don't immediately hang up, because she met this dude, Reggie, when he called her by accident.
That is so funny.
I've heard of those things happening, but I thought it was a myth. Because I would never stay on the phone with somebody for that long.
It would never happen to me. I don't know how beautiful and how nice she sounds. I wouldn't give her a chance beyond Michael. No, you got the wrong number. Click. But Whitney, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now, okay?
Hello?
Reggie?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey.
Okay, so Reggie, this is going to sound really weird. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, all right? It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. There's four of us on the phone, but just give us a chance. We can explain why we're calling you, okay?
All right.
All right, so there's a girl who you know. You guys know each other, okay? And she likes you a lot. So she called us up because she would love to show you a good time. And we're willing to pay for whatever date you want to do. Whatever it is you want to do, if you want to go on a dinner date, a movie date, bowling, whatever it is you're into, we will fund everything. We'll reserve everything. Just let us know when you're free, and we'll set it up for you and this girl to hang out and get to know each other better.
Who is the girl?
You ready for this? Whitney.
No, I'm good, man.
Are you sure?
What's the problem with Whitney?
Well, this is the girl that you met by accident when you called her, right?
Yeah. I definitely remember who she is, but I think I'm all right on, you know, going on a second date.
Are you sure? Because just the story of you guys getting to know each other from a wrong number just sounds like something that would be really cool, like when you're telling your grandkids in the future.
Did she tell you, like, everything? And she told you, like, everything that happened, like, the whole night, like, what was going on, what we did and all that?
She said you went on a walk, you went to dinner, you had a good dinner, a good dessert, and after that, she was expecting you to hit her up for another date, and that you never did.
Well, so we did have a nice night. Like, it was a nice night. We went for a walk. We went out to eat. I don't know. This is weird. This is going to sound real weird. We'd stop to go, like, you know, just to go, like, sit at, like, a park or whatever, just, like, chat, kind of wrap the night up. She got out of my car, right? And all night long, I had noticed that she was, like, eating a lot of gum or something. Like, she was reaching into a purse and just kept, like, pulling, like red pieces of gum out. So then when she got out of my car, her purse is sitting in the passenger seat. So I reached into her purse because I wanted some gum. And I'm not bullshitting. There was no gum in the purse. It was just like a half-eaten tube of red Play-Doh.
Play-Doh?
How'd you know it was Play-Doh?
The container said Play-Doh.
This girl was chewing. She was like chewing Play-Doh like gum.
Dude, it was like she must have been chewing and swallowing because she did it. She dipped in there like 5 times.
You know what's funny? I've always wanted to eat Play-Doh when I was younger, but I never actually did it because it smells so good. But you know what? Let's just
find out what it tastes like.
Reggie, Whitney's on the phone, and she heard what you just said.
Oh, come on.
Reggie, why would you go in my bag?
Why'd I go in the bag? Why are you eating Play-Doh? What? How is that the question?
He's like, okay, let's get to the real question.
It's a weird trick. It's something that I do. It's not anything going against my health. Yeah, it's weird, but I would have told you that maybe if we got to a second or third date. But why?
No. That's a first date thing. That's not a second or third date thing.
Why would you go in someone's bag? When is going in someone's bag appropriate? I'm confused. Are you a thief? I didn't know. I'm confused. Did you leave your bag at home and you thought it was yours? Why would you go in my bag?
That's a valid question.
Whitney, let's get to the real point here. You're eating Play-Doh. I mean, he dug in your bag. All right, so what? Big deal. He shouldn't have done it. But you're eating Play-Doh.
It's a weird trick. It's just something that I've been doing for years. It's something that comes, you know, people eat tissue. People eat foam from mattresses. Have you never
people
not
eat
seen
tissue? Okay. People eat
weird.
What is Ramiro happening? Does.
I used to chew on
you
paper
used
towels.
To.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you don't swallow it.
No, I didn't. And I stopped when people told me that it was disgusting. Has nobody ever spoken to you about Play-Doh?
They have, but I have this weird thing about my life where I don't like to sit in a box. I don't want to be like everyone else. And it's something that I enjoy to do, so I do it.
Have you dated other guys before who are okay with this?
Yes, I've dated other guys before, and they've tried the Play-Doh. You should have tried the Play-Doh before you threw it out.
So, okay, here's the thing. Reggie, do you want to go on another date with Whitney?
No. What? No.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
I never understood this. You plan an entire date with somebody, and then just you don't show up. You stand them up. We found a guy who did that to a girl. Monday, you're going to hear it at 8:10 right here. Second date update on the 10s with your Get Up crew. Does-